This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Ben Nully. You almost can't look anywhere without seeing a combine cutting beans across the state. Don't go away. I hop in the combine with an Eastern Iowa farmer in just a moment.
Everyone has a reason for choosing their lender. And if you're in the business of agriculture, you'll find more reasons for choosing Farm Credit Services of America. Along with attractive rates and convenient services, we offer unsurpassed expertise. We also deliver cash-back dividends. No other lender gives back to its customer owners like we do. We are Farm Credit Services of America. Agriculture works here.
Nick Keene works for Stoner Farms near Mount Vernon. On my way to World Dairy Expo, I took a break from driving Tuesday afternoon and hopped in the combine. Nick, first of all, tell me how today's been so far for you.
It's been a little slow. The dew and everything has not allowed us to get going right around when we wanted to earlier. But as the wind's picked up here, the sun's actually coming out today. We're getting something accomplished for once.
I know some of these beans look like they're laying down. Is that a little bit harder to pick up here when you're going through here?
Yes. With the good growing conditions we had this year with the beans, they actually grew really, really tall. And we had a few windstorms, and with the weight of the beans and everything decided to fall over.
And looking at some issues with the soybeans this year, any particular problems you saw going through the growing season?
Probably here in eastern Iowa, I know it got hit in other areas too, but sudden death syndrome in beans probably was probably the biggest thing, at least in eastern Iowa, that we had to contend with. So, not much for insects. Other diseases weren't so bad, but probably, like I said, for the farms that we have, sudden death was the number one problem that we had.
So far, have your yields been what you've expected going through some of these fields?
I'd have to say the bean yields are a little bit better than what we thought.
Nick, thanks for joining me today.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for riding.
You're listening to the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.